This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coloradans previously convicted of possessing up to an ounce of marijuana have been granted a pardon by Governor Polis. That's nearly 3,000 people. Possession of up to an ounce of pot in Colorado is no longer a crime. The pardons apply to state-level convictions only, not ones in municipal or federal courts. The list of those pardoned is at comarijuanapardons.com. The drought got worse this week. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Conditions are severe or worse in most of Colorado, and more than half the state is now in an extreme drought. Some of Kiowa County in the Eastern Plains has struggled with the most severe category of exceptional drought, which the state has also reported in parts of Mesa, Delta, Garfield, and Pitkin counties in the west. Dry conditions, widespread dust storms, and topsoil removal can mean significant losses for the agricultural and recreational economies. Governor Jared Polis is expanding Phase 2 of his drought mitigation and response plan to all Colorado counties. Polis has sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture asking for emergency relief for the state's producers. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
I-70 will be closed at Colorado Boulevard tonight in Denver, beginning at 10 o'clock and ending at 5 o'clock in the morning. I-70 will be closed again tomorrow night if the work is not finished. In the 60s across Colorado, except for Grand Junction, where it's 81, this is CPR News.